And so with a breath, we begin. The magic of that conscious breath. The magic of a single conscious breath. And so with a single conscious breath, do we begin to connect with one another in this group configuration, or do we simply remember that we are already holding together, joined together, joyously woven together in this exquisite pattern of light? The magic of the conscious breath, it sends ripples through the physical body. The body feels held by this consciousness, your consciousness, that is now reconfiguring. And as you come into this different configuration of presence, depth, awareness, loving and equanimous, compassion, your coordinates in the quantum field change. Timelines that are not a match to your higher aspects of self, your higher frequency aspects of self, they simply dissolve when you take another conscious breath, and then another, and another. And when we do this together, because we are doing this together, no matter when you are listening to this, we are all breathing together in this glorious concert of inhalation and exhalation, breathing in the light of Source, breathing out the light frequencies and codes that you came to this planet to anchor. So many of us right now, this moment, are breathing together. Hallelujah. Yeah, there you go, you felt that. And I'm feeling you. It is as though I'm feeling the room filling up, as it were. Points of light flashing into a greater sort of constellated expression as you join in, sink in, open up, vibrate up. And then we can play together. Now we can play together, Master. We rise into this co-creative configuration as fellow masters of light. Enjoy this feeling. You notice it's almost a thickening, as it were, of the space around you. As though the breath and empty space of a third dimensional human perception is suddenly experienced as the plasma. That is probably more accurate. that formative expression of source light that is like a liquid light. And at this level, it is not so much that you are 100% breathing in the plasma. It is that the cells of your body are absorbing it. Ah, that's different now, isn't it? Notice that when you shift your vibrational frequency, it follows that, yes, you are a vibrational match to different bandwidths of energy, vibration, plasma, photonic light, high spin frequencies that will have that effect on your cells, thereby raising the vibration of the cells even more, thereby making you a vibrational match to even higher frequency bandwidths. Good. And so it becomes a little less linear in that, again, it is not so much of breathing in light frequency energy, prana. You simply absorb it. As every cell, that is to say, every being of source consciousness, that is a particle, an aspect of the galaxy of consciousness that is your physical body. Every cell unfolds into the remembrance of light, the memory of light, as I call it. And it just sort of sighs open. Receiving the source light that, oh God, doesn't it feel like home? Receiving those light codes in. And as always, we don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything. Just breathe. And this, we are experiencing this right now, in now time. The power of group energy. This beautiful flock of cosmic master geese that we are. And everyone's great, magnificent wingspan helps to hold the next one up and up and up. And so we rise. Have you noticed that you are quite possibly right now, but you are handling more with greater ease than perhaps you could have certainly a year ago? There have been energetics, energy bundles, intersections, interactions that maybe have thrown you off temporarily, momentarily. But have you noticed your ability to just return to a sort of chop wood, carry water navigation of what is? We've said this many times before. We are navigating tremendous density on a number of levels, from the collective, and also, as we talk about as well, bridging and existing simultaneously in multiple dimensional bandwidths. There's a lot of density being moved around, shaken up, broken apart, and alchemized in that third, fourth dimensional bandwidth, which is still where a great deal of us is existing. You have both come into levels of mastery and the embodiment of those levels of mastery, and also levels of, dare we use the old spiritual term, detachment. And perhaps a reframe of detachment, a healthy form of detachment, would be an increased anchoring in higher dimensional bandwidths. And literally, I don't mean this in a woo-woo sort of fashion where, oh, I ride my rainbow unicorn all night long in a dream state. But really, your vibrational, and your importantly too, is your perceptual set point has probably shifted quite a lot. And you are seeing things from different perspective as we talk about those coordinates in the quantum field shift, and suddenly you are seeing things from a different perspective. And that really does change pretty much everything. You've burned through a lot of old maladaptive distortion patterns. And even if you are still in the midst of some of them, there is again this sort of, if you really look at it, it's this sort of, all right, well, this is what is. And it's still just the, now I put this foot in front and now this foot, and it's the chopboard carry water. So well done. One of the messages for us today is, I have a feeling this is a quote, but I don't honestly know where it comes from. It sounds a little bit cryptic, but it's guard well the gates of the Holy Temple. The Holy Temple being your mind, your ability to maintain equilibrium, your heart, and now I'm using the term heart right now, as being the intersection between your human aspect and your sort of divine heart, your higher heart aspect. So it very much has to do with then where your human emotional body is involved, because it's very important. Every part of the human construct is important right now. And it is important that we assist those aspects and those constructs in the navigation of these insane times, basically, and these dramatic and sometimes brutal processes of dismantling and that whole third dimensional construct. Guard well the gates to the holy temple. Pay attention to how you are being imprinted and what you are allowing to imprint you. I'm super conscious of this around, the eyes, the gates of the eyes, let's say. Be more aware. So probably every single one of us is being called right now to up-level this. Be more ruthless, as though you were protecting a precious child. Be more ruthless in what you allow in to the gates of the holy temple, the eyes. What are you watching? What videos are you watching? What are you placing your attention on? We could get a little more metaphysical or metaphorical about that, placing your attention on. But really, what are you looking at? What images are you? There are there's information, there are documentaries and things like that out. They may well contain good information, but for goodness sake, take care about how you are imprinting your brain and your neural net with images. The eyes are almost a tricky one, because when they're open, they're registering everything. They're registering a range of photons in all their different iterations. We've really got to be careful about that. There are a lot of frequencies and pieces of information being put out on a lot of different levels, from things to actually observe, images and such, all the way up to frequencies that are not detectable, let's say, from our normal five senses. They are designed to, at best, keep us distracted, and at worst, imprint us with distortion patterns that then make us, or parts of us, a vibrational match to lower frequencies. Guard well the gates of your holy temple. This is very important, and I dare say it is going to become more important. The ears, same thing. What are you listening to? What music are you listening to? What songs are in your head going over and over and over and over again in your head? A word that, it seems contradictory, that but a word that actually is filled with power, very powerful, at certain stages of the ascension journey, a very powerful word is no. No. You're not going to say this to me anymore. You're not going to speak to me that way anymore. No. I'm not listening to this anymore. That kind of thing, that boundary, it's very important. No can be a very big part of self-care, as we navigate, as we help these human aspects to navigate through what is increasingly becoming a morass of the third, fourth dimensional bandwidth. Guard well the gates to your holy temple, oh Master, your sweet, precious body. We've talked about this before. We're going to touch on it just one more time here. Your body. Oh, I beg of you, on behalf of your beautiful body, think, feel, before you put that in your mouth, before you put that to your lips, do not burden yourselves with vibrational residue that will make it a vibrational match to the lower frequency bandwidths that are very purposefully being broadcast. Those lower frequency substances, even. And it could be in the form of foods. Oh, we call them, they're not actually food, you know what I mean. The super, super processed things, you know what I'm talking about. They can even be a vibrational match to, increasingly to, emotional states of being. So again, this isn't all sort of the unseen realms of vibrations and things like that, but really you become a vibrational match to denser emotional states of being as well. Guard well the gates of your holy. And now your greater energy field. Unless we're blessed to be able to live in nature and far from people, we would probably do well to make it a practice. If we have, yes, it seems like a bit of a basic practice, but sometimes we let that kind of thing slip when we... Oh, we say, oh yeah, I went through that process of managing, as it were, your energy field. Just feeling it. And you know what? We're not even going to try to have a set picture of what it looks like or what geometric form is in my field or not in my field and what it looks like and that this book told me that there's this level, and this level in my field and everything. Because those, it's possible that is all true. It's probable that that is all true. But I tell you 100% that that is not the full story. And if we keep hanging on to those little aspects, those more limited really aspects of the fullness and the complexity of our light beingness, then we stall ourselves a little bit. Just sense your field and try to drop the expectation or the story about what it looks like. And with this exercise, we're not even going to necessarily look at energies that we maybe quote-unquote don't want in our field. Negative energies, distortions, all of that. Let's shift that just a little bit as well. focus on your light beingness. Focus on your high frequency beingness. The light that you are will do the work of dismantling, transmuting, alchemizing those energy bundles. So now at the level of the energy field, there is that intersection, of course, where the energy field and the physical body. So yes, at higher levels, they're one and the same. But from the standpoint of more of a third, fourth dimensional anchoring, there is an intersection where the physical body and the energy bodies are more separate-ish. So at that point, what do we mean? Guard well the gates of that. Do you still have your cell phone beside your bed when you're sleeping? I hope not. Don't tell me if you do. I don't want to know. Lie to me. Take care. The energies and the frequencies that you are exposing your body to. And dare I say, your mental body, your emotional body to. While you're in, sleep is a very vulnerable state. Maybe we'll do a whole thing and we'll talk about that. And the sleep state and the potential vulnerability that you have in the sleep state. You are dealing with, and the multiple different aspects of your being are dealing with, again, a dizzying array of frequencies. Some of them are living like difficulties and challenges. And you're doing a pretty amazing job. Unburden the body wherever possible. Take care of the neural net, meaning what is coming in through the eyes, what is being imprinted on the neural net. Take care of the subconscious. What do you have running in the background, literally or figuratively, as far as television or music? You are programming your subconscious. You can do that very intentionally. Something to think about. Actually, I'll tell you this because I just utilized this not long ago. In times of difficulty, I have a library of downloads from a spiritual teacher that I pay attention to. Her name's Oracle Girl, by the way. And I think I must have about 18 hours of her material at this point. And boy, if things are feeling rough or intense, I will, from a device far away from the bed, I will stream her stuff all night long, just on very, very low. If in fact you're resonating with these transmissions, make a playlist. And if going through a difficult time, you need a little bit of help, play these all night long on very, very low. And you will be programming, as it were, your subconscious. So the opposite, of course, is true. We're talking about all of this from a take care, the portals of of the mind and the heart. Flood them intentionally with higher vibrational pieces of information. Flood your body with high vibrational pieces of information. That would be your food and what you consume. Sunlight and light codes. Notice how far you have come. And remember the blazing light being of love that you are. Wonderful.